It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
This is the year 2040. Well, actually, it was the 4th of July, 2006. But the subject for our annual family reunion speech contest was, This is the year 2040. As usual, on the 4th of July in Oklahoma, it was hot. I tried to find a cool, isolated spot to jot down my thoughts about what life might be 34 years from then. Making disconnected notes over several hours, here's what I envisioned. I thought as long as I was looking far into the future, I might as well make it a future I'd like. In the year 2040, I began, the Democrats have held the presidency and controlled Congress and the Oklahoma legislature since 2008. And Oklahoma teachers have the highest pay scale in the United States. Texas teachers are begging to come here. America has not been in a war since leaving Iraq in 2010. We have peaceful cooperation talks with every nation every year. There is universal health care. No one, man, woman, or especially a child, goes without preventive medical care when they're ill. There is 2 years free tuition for college and interest-free loans for further study. Many of our family have been leaders in the education field, college presidents, deans, professors, although some of the younger ones have been seen in protest marches and even hanging around bars. We have had, over the past three decades, one inventor who came up with a score-keeping instrument of amazing accuracy for our annual horseshoe throwing competition. It can be adapted for the horseshoe throwing contest with a flick of a switch. One entrepreneur who started a chain of tattoo parlors in Texas, which uses only Oklahoma University symbols. Two pro football players, three coaches, three attorneys, four professional musicians, one who sings falsetto, one writer of sensational, sexy bestsellers, one Nobel Prize winner in science for a study on how to get rid of armadillos, one poet laureate, one cowboy poet, one movie director, one Baptist minister, and one who is under indictment, but whom we are confident will be proved innocent of all unrevealed charges. In my own family, my sons are, of course, retired, and each happily an artist in residence. One daughter-in-law, the lawyer, is legal advisor to the president, and the other, the actress, is director of a national Shakespeare scholarship program and a consultant to NPR. My middle-aged grandson is pondering whether to accept an offer from the New York Times, another offer to be U.S. Attorney General, or to take a one-year hiking trek to the Yucatan Peninsula with his seven children. As the family matriarch, I am consulted daily by my vast family empire for my advice on politics, religion, sex, the Dallas Cowboys, Texas Rangers, OU Sooners, and how to cook pork chops for four in 30 minutes. I tell everyone I'm only 100. That's one of our inalienable rights in America. You can dream big on the 4th of July and on every other day.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. Learn more by going to kccu.org.